Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Second Chances with Etoile du Soleil. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, with daily inspiration to encourage you on your path. Today, I would like to share a poem with you titled, A House Swept, which I wrote in 1999 after going through a storm. I was married at the time, and we found ourselves in Kansas City, Missouri, when my ex-husband made a business decision and accepted a job offer there. After being approved for an apartment near his new job, while awaiting to move our belongings to our new place, the Lord whispered, "What is a house? Is it the couch? What is a house? Is it the chair? Is love there? What is a house? Is it the fact that it's well kept? Is yours swept? You go out, you come in, and not aware of what you brought in until it's too late. Take a look around and ask yourself, how is my house? Is it swept or just well kept?" After writing this down, my husband at the time came to the car and said, "They changed their mind and directed us further north. We were welcomed with balloons and given the corporate apartment while we waited approval for over the weekend. We had a Pekingese named Brownie that my sister gave me. And at 1:30 a.m., she brought me my white gym shoes, which she had never done before, to take her outside. So I put her on a leash and took her out and across the pond. There was music coming from the pool house, and it was my favorite song by Creed, With Arms Wide Open. And it happened to be on the verse where they sang, "Welcome to this place, I'll show you everything with arms wide open." It's so funny because Bernie, she never used the bathroom, but God used her as a messenger to send me a message not to worry. So the next morning, there was a note on the door signed by Laura, one of the leasing agents, that read, "Congratulations, you were approved." Although that was a time of testing of our faith and God was faithful, I spent a lot of nights alone because my ex-husband was working the night shift. I believe that was time that I needed alone with the Lord to grow and to heal. I spent time examining myself, asking a lot of questions, and it was a time where I saw and I seen how and realized that God was preparing me to ultimately be alone as a single parent, a single woman. I'm so grateful for that time and long for more alone time with God again, because He is faithful and He will bring it to pass. He was also preparing me for the suffering I would face coming back to Texas where it hit the fan, but He is still faithful and is walking beside me today. At times I do doubt and run to and fro, but have never let go of His hand. I had a lot of cleansing to do. Oh yes, I was very toxic and still can be, and a foul mouth dragon breathing heifer. But God, even now, His mercy and His love towards me gives me strength. No matter what you are facing today, remember the big picture is to cleanse us and to make us whole. God loves us too much to leave us in a state of despair. So when you find yourself in a pit and there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel, kneel and look up and ask boldly to be refined. But you also must be willing to go through the process, and after the refining fire and the smoke clears, you can sweep it clean and not under the rug so that it looks well kept. Dear Lord, please bless and keep everyone and give us strength. Give them strength for the journey as they trust and rely upon you. Help them to look within and to you and not compare their trials with others, because you made us all unique and you love us so. May the rest of your 2019 end well and your 2020 be a new beginning, a fresh new start. And remember, you are a winner. Thank you for listening. Until we meet again, goodbye for now.